Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor because we belong to you. Thank you for great triumph that is our portion. Thank you for your word to us tonight. Thank you because not one person will leave here the same. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Getting the best out of the word. Part 3. We looked at parts 1 and 2 on Sunday, and it was appropriate that we complete it together like we were on Sunday. And our objective remains understanding what it takes to get the best out of the word. Very, very quickly, there were seven also things I said on Sunday that I want us to go through by way of introduction. That it is one thing to read the word, but it is entirely a different thing to see beyond the letter of the word. Those who read the word are many. Those who see beyond the letter, they are few. Also, that reading the word may give you scriptural information, but it is seeing beyond the letter that gives you spiritual revelation. You can have information without revelation. Thirdly, information may enhance your mind, but it is revelation that upgrades your life. What you knew, what you just got informed about, may enhance your mind. However, it is revelation that upgrades your life. Fourth, that information may give you education, but revelation grants you a revolution. Information may give you education, but revelation grants you a revolution. Five, that it is one thing to listen to the word, but it is a different thing to hear what the Spirit is saying. Many listened to the word preached, but they never heard what the Spirit was saying. And then, just hearing the word may give you scriptural knowledge, but hearing what the Spirit is saying is what gives you revelational insight. Because beside the word that you hear, there's something the Holy Ghost is saying. And then, knowledge may make you intelligent, but it is insight that makes you impactful. Knowledge may make you intelligent, but insight makes you impactful. I am sure that I added one, that's right. Information brings education, but revelation brings impartation. By information you got educated, but by revelation you got imparted, you got empowered to become what was revealed to you. I believe that somebody is getting revelation tonight. Can I hear a louder amen? If you are that person that is getting impartation tonight, say a louder amen. So what do you do to get the best out of the word? First, we say true desperation and value for the word. True desperation. Number two, through the act of praying and asking for light out of the word. Open my eyes to see what you are saying. The act of praying and asking for light out of the word. Number three, through the act of praying in the spirit. Through the act of praying in the spirit. Through the act of praying in the spirit, we can access depths of scripture. Number four, through making demands on the blood of the Lamb, making demands on the blood of the Lamb, making demands on the blood of the Lamb. We looked at those four on Sunday, and now we shall look at another four very, very quickly. That leads us to number five. It's through the attitude of meekness and humility. Meekness and humility will position you to hear and see what God is saying. Psalm 25 and in verse 9, he said, the meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. In James chapter 1 verse 21, he said, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Meekness. Two things we'll learn from meekness and humility. Number one, meekness and humility equal teachability or openness to learning and instruction. Meekness and humility equal teachability and openness to learning, openness to instruction. When we say somebody is meek or somebody is humble, it means that the person is teachable and open to learning, open to instruction. Meekness and humility equal teachability and openness to learning and instruction. On the other hand, pride closes the mind. It closes the mind to learning and instruction. A proud person learns nothing. It closes the mind to learning and to instruction. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 13 and in verse 15. Jeremiah chapter 13 and in verse 15. I'd like you to look at this. Very, very profound. He says, hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Those who are proud, don't hear. Those who are proud, don't give ear. Hear ye and give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Proud people can hear. Arrogant people don't give ear. Their minds are closed. See that solitary scripture. Powerful. Hear ye. Give ear. Be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. In other words, if you are proud, you hear nothing. You pay attention to nothing. You are not aware when God is speaking. Meekness. And humility equal teachability and openness to instruction and to learning. On the other hand, pride closes the mind to learning and instruction. Secondly, you have already made that the pride point, the second point, no challenge. Next point, humility and meekness compel instruction and guidance from God. It compels instruction and guidance from God. Humility and meekness, or meekness and humility. He said the meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach in the way he shall choose. When God finds the meek, teaching flows, instruction flows, Humility and meekness compel instruction from God. Psalm 25 and in verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. Every teacher knows that when the students are ready, when the students are ready, the teacher is ready. When the teacher in our secondary school, when the teacher comes to the class and the children are everywhere, scattered everywhere, he just turns his way. When the students are ready, the teacher is ready. Hear this. God will not give you instruction until he discerns your need for it. God will never give you an instruction or give instruction where he didn't discern the need or the crave for it. He will not throw away instruction for the uninterested. He will only give you instruction when he discerns the need for instruction. Today, I see you moving in a high dimension of meekness in Jesus' name. I told you the story before. When we were coming into Abuja town initially, one young man, very, very arrogant, very, very cocky, very peacockish. If you saw him at that time, he was just, when he met me, he said, "You know what? Abuja City already has a lot of churches." He began to mention church. "This church is there, that church is there, this church is there. All of them are very, very successful," and so on and so forth. I was talking with a man of God. He was there then. Out of this town. Somewhere in this country. And the man told him, he said, "Are you the one who sent him? If he said God sent him, what is your matter about this? This church is already there. This church is already there." That was how I brushed away his matter. Came to town and faced the work squarely. 1 year, work exploded. The little church we had then was filled at first anniversary with 3 or 4 canopies outside. First anniversary. Second anniversary, more explosion. Then this same man came one day and said, "Man of God, God bless you. I can see that God is at work in this ministry. So much growth. So much result. Please, can you tell me the secret of church growth?" "Wait. I know you have to study the word very well. I know you have to pray very well. I know you have to do this. I know you have to do that. I know you have to do this." So I told him, I said, "You already know everything. There is no need to say anything more. All the things you are talking about, you already know it." So I held his hand and said, "Father, thank you for this man who already knows everything. And all the things he knows, help him in Jesus' name." That was how he left without getting a word from my mouth. Because telling him anything will be a waste of counsel. You remember the arrogance with which he behaved at first. Now he's manifesting it further. He received nothing, he left. Have you ever encountered people before? When you are talking, they won't allow you to say a word. They just keep on talking and talking and talking. They won't even allow you to give one counsel or anything. Those kind of people don't go far. I listen more than I talk. If you come and meet me in my personal domain, apart from the pulpit, you will hardly get a word out of my mouth. I will listen and listen and listen and listen. Am I communicating at all? Please, beloved brothers and sisters, if you will come to the point where, if possible, donkey can teach you, then you are on the journey. Donkey spoke to Balaam. God used donkey to talk to Balaam. God used grass to teach Moses. That's my mentality. If grass can direct person and donkey can prophesy, then there is no human being that is too useless to bring insight once in a while. Mad people have given instruction to people many times, unknown to the people. You know, once in a while they come into their senses and they say some reasonable things and then disappear again back into... Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hand and say, Father, I receive the impartation of meekness. Today is our father and the Lord Bishop David Oyedepo's birthday. 69th birthday anniversary. 1 year and his 70 years. And he has walked as if he has lived for 700 years. One day, Archbishop Benson, the host of blessed memory, when he was dedicating the Capernaum, the Rajoba Tower, he told him, he said, David, humility and obedience brought you to where you are. Remain in that humility. You say, other people came to show me what they know. You came to show me what you don't know. Others came to showcase their results and showcase their eloquence and showcase their abilities. You came to express how ignorant and unlearned you are. You say, that is what brought you here, and that is what will take you far. Beloved brothers, in my journey of life, I have behaved around people and they thought I didn't know anything. They thought I didn't know anything. Carried their Bible. One day my wife told me, almost, she wasn't my wife yet. So she was Sister Becky. And we're hanging around one man of God who assisting and helping and serving them and so on. And she said, you know what? I'm very sorry to tell you, but this person you are hanging around and assisting and doing all this, you carry more weighty unction than that person. See, what you carry is heavier. I said, yes, it's heavy, but suffer it to be so for now. You know how Jesus Christ bowed for John the Baptist? Some of those guys never understood that it was a principle to wangle the way up by service and humility. Pathway. Am I communicating at all? Please, calm down so the Lord can lift you up. Calm down so the Lord can take you up. Calm down so the Lord can raise you up. I see God lifting somebody up right now. If you are that person, you shout the loudest, amen. I am going to rush very fast because I spent already half of the time on one point. Through the attitude of meekness and humility, number two, through the act of fasting, when necessary, fasting. There are people who fast because there is witches troubling them or wizards troubling them, and that is in order. There are people who fast and pray to be healed of a sickness is perfect. There are those who fast for guidance, very, very necessary. But I can tell you, you can fast for light. Light. Insight. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, and in verse 8. Isaiah 58, 6 and 8. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. To undo the heavy burdens. And to let the oppressed go free. And that ye break every yoke. He said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning. Thy light break forth as the morning. That light can refer to guidance. That light can refer to revelation. Revelation of the Spirit, revelation of the Word. Then shall thy light break out. Papa Yedeko again mentioned some time ago when he began to ask God, Lord, can you show me the secret of financial prosperity? And he fasted and prayed for 3 days. Went with the Bible, went with books of Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland. Show me the secret of this thing with fasting. And in the course of that fast, the light broke. I've seen plenty lights in fasting seasons. Trusting God for manifestations of the supernatural. Trusting God for light in realms of healing, even supernatural supply. Now, there are two things to note concerning fasting and revelation. One, the fasting season is a prophetic season for the breakout of revelation. It's a prophetic season. God allocated it. It is like rainy season is season for rain to fall. And then dry season is season for the ground to be hardened again. The fasting season is a prophetic season for the breakout of revelation. It is like you don't struggle for rain to fall during rainy season. And you don't struggle for the ground to be tough during dry season. In the same manner, during fasting season, you are not permitted to struggle for light. It's a season for the breakout of light. Am I communicating? Somebody say loud amen. Look at your neighbor. Say, if it is season. Say it. If it is season, it is easy. The season, if it is season for anything, it is easy. Look at your neighbor. Say, if it is season, it is easy. That was what we saw in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 and verse 8. That it is a prophetic season for the breakout of revelation. So you can cue into the fasting season to progress with revelation. To progress in revelation. Number two, the fasting season is the season for high spiritual sensitivity. When you fast, your spirit is extra sensitive. So it is easy to pick signals or to pick the voice of God. Whether to pick it in the realm of the spirit or to pick it from the word. It's a season of spiritual sensitivity. In Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, when the disciples were fasting and they were praying, the Holy Ghost said, they picked the voice of God in the fasting season. Today, somebody shall pick his voice. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. So when you fast, you are in the season of revelation. When you live a fasted life, are you ready for this? When you live a fasted life, you live in a revelative life. You are living a life of swimming in revelation. There is something we call a fasted life, where you turn into the frequency of fasting. Any moment you perceive the need to fast. The meaning of that is, you woke up in the morning, you didn't feel like eating, even though breakfast was ready, you didn't touch the breakfast until you feel like eating about 6 p.m. Am I coming? I am telling you, I am giving you the example of somebody I know. And I am somebody I know. do you understand what I'm saying? Now, on another day you have eaten lunch, but after lunch you didn't feel like eating food again for the day. That's right. You have proceeded till tomorrow. You have proceeded. That is the law. Is it is not compulsory that every time you see food you must eat. You don't force yourself to eat if the appetite is not there. There may be something the Lord has suspended the appetite so you can fast and tackle. Are you following what I'm saying here today? So it is possible to live like that. It's possible to function. And it may not happen all the time. But it's possible to function like that. But fasting season is a prophetic season for revelation. It's a prophetic season for revelation. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen.
I prophesy to somebody today, you are stepping into that season and that realm. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen.
My wife said, I don't know the kind of person that you are. You are seeing fright, everything. Tie, drumstick, all of it arranged, seasoned, unavoidable, with the aroma, and yet you said no. I'm not eating now. I don't feel like eating. The night one is a fixed deposit. There is a particular time there that meat cannot cross the mouth.
I don't understand. People are looking for this kind of thing to just
finish themselves.
I just finished their life.
You know, many years ago, we used to do pastor's love feast. And then we'll go to a place like Sheraton or somewhere and just have a love feast. So one day we went for such a love feast. And then they spread food, you know, like a buffet. You serve as much as you want to eat. So there was one of our guys. He kept on going and coming. He would just serve and go and come. He just kept on going. So towards the end of the love feast, he asked a question. He said, the balance of the food. He said, did we pay for all the food? Yes. The balance of it, what will happen to it? He said, they will take it away. He said, but we paid for it. He said, yes. He said, okay. He is going to eat until it's better they carry him from here. Than for the hotel to carry the food back. It is better it is him they have to carry, not the food. Oh my God. I laughed. It was so funny. And let them carry him, not the food. Because it was paining him that chicken will return back to the... Hallelujah! But I can tell you, you need discipline to have a destiny. To say no to certain things is to say yes to the future. You need discipline to possess a destiny. Fasting is a season for the breakout of light. Now, that was number 6. And then number 7. We get revelation and insight through acting promptly. Practically and promptly on the word. Acting practically and promptly on the word. Practically and promptly on the word. In Mark chapter 4 verse 24. Mark chapter 4 verse 24. And he said unto them, take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear, shall more be given. Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. That is, pay attention to what you hear. Act on what you hear. What you do with what you hear determines whether more can be given to you. Am I communicating? Now, take note of 2 things quickly. One, action is trigger for revelation. Action is trigger for revelation. Take heed what you hear. The Amplified Version said the measure of thought and attention you give to what you are receiving. Then he said unto them, pay attention to what you hear by your own standard of measurement. That is, to the extent that you study spiritual truth and apply godly wisdom. Apply. Apply. It will be measured to you again. and you will be given even greater ability to respond. That is, if you receive light and revelation and insight from the word and you act, you will get more revelation and also get more assistance to act on what you hear. Action is trigger for revelation. God gives more light to those who hear and do what they hear. That's why so many people don't see anything out of the Bible, because they are not given to action. They are not given to action. And I've told you before, every time you are hearing a preaching like this, apart from writing down what you are hearing, you also write an action point. Action point. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that based on what I'm hearing. I'm going to do take a 2 or 3 days fasting soon. And I want to fast for God to open me up to the anointing. I want to know more about the anointing, how to move, and so on. You put them into action. You put down action points. The scripture, the message you hear is not just for documentation, but for application. Am I speaking to somebody here? Not just documentation, but application. Action is trigger for revelation. Number two, the voice of God travels in the direction of obedience from man. The voice of God travels in the direction of obedience from man. The voice of God travels in the direction of obedience from man. The voice of God travels in the direction of obedience from man. What is the meaning? Until you do the last thing he told you, you are not qualified for the next thing he wants to say. Until you do the last thing he told you, you are not qualified for the next thing he wants to say. Or until you have done the last thing he told you, he won't tell you the next thing. Am I communicating? He won't tell you the next thing. Obedience. So please don't look for scripture to cram. Don't look for passage to quote. Look for scripture to obey. Look for instructions to obey. Look for what you are going to do with what God is saying. And you will be shocked. Hear this now. When he told them in the wedding in Cana of Galilee, in John chapter 2, from verse 5 to verse 11, whatsoever he said unto you, do it. What was the first thing he said to them? Fill the water pots with water. And they filled it with water. Am I communicating? After they have filled, before they filled it with water, did he say anything again? Hello? Before they filled the water pots, did he say anything more? He waited until they filled the water pots. And when they came to him and said the water pots have been filled, then he opened his mouth again to say the next thing. Draw it out now. Many of us want God to say the next thing when we haven't done the last one. God is not a talkative. He's not like man. He doesn't talk when it's not necessary. Am I communicating at all? Until you have done the... So, somebody here should be asking God, Lord, please remind me. Let me know. The last things you told me that I never did. The last instructions you gave me I never obeyed. I'm sorry. But please, Lord, remind me. Let me know what you want me to do. I haven't done. If you are not hearing from God anymore, Lord, it is possible there is something. If the Bible is not an open book for you anymore, it's possible there is something that I didn't do with what you want me to do. Lord, show me where I missed it. Show me what I didn't do. And God is merciful. The Holy Spirit will remind you. He will remind you about a particular message or about a particular revelation that you didn't act upon. And then you will move to the next level. I announce to someone here today, the grace to act on the word, to act promptly, to act practically. That grace is released upon you right now. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. And finally, number 8, it's true, the attitude of joy and praise. Isaiah chapter 12 and verse 3, through the attitude of joy and praise. Isaiah chapter 12 and in verse 3. It said, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. With joy shall you draw water. Water is a reference to Revelation. According to Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 26, it's referencing Revelation or the Word. It's a reference to the Word. Now, there are two things again I will say, and then we shall be rounding off here. First, joy and praise are direct channels of inspiration. Direct. They are direct channels. They are vehicles of inspiration. You shall have a song in the night. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30. As when a holy solemnity is kept and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. You start with a song, you end with his voice. 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. But now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus saith the Lord. He could hear, thus saith the Lord, in the climate of praise. I'm sure you know that the voice of the Lord can come out of the Spirit and the voice of the Lord can come out of the Word. Psalm 29 verse 3 said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. And like we said before, the waters is the Word. The voice of the Lord is on top of the waters. Anything that can hear, that can make you hear the voice of God in the Spirit, can make you hear the voice of God out of the Word. Am I communicating? And hearing that voice out of the Word is what we call revelation. Through the attitude, joy and praise are direct channels. Secondly, joy and praise activate the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is instrumental to insight. Joy and praise activate the ministry of the Holy Spirit. If you want the Holy Spirit to go to work, you want the Holy Spirit to be to move freely, praise, maintain a climate of joy, maintain the climate of praise. In Romans chapter 14 and in verse 17, it says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost to move, release joy. And then, Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, you see, and be not drunk with wine, wherein there is dissipation, debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit. How? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you will, sing psalms and hymns and make melody in your heart, you will activate this fullness of the Spirit. And the fullness of the Spirit will lead you to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. Behold, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. What is the equation? I am filled with joy. I'm filled with praise. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. Then here arrives, I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with praise. I'm filled with melody. Then here arrives the Holy Spirit. Then Holy Spirit is the arrival of what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered into your heart. Then the Holy Ghost reveals them to you out of Scripture. Am I communicating? That is revelational equation. If you want the depths of light and insight you have not seen before, Don't allow depression. Don't play with discouragement. Don't play with heaviness of heart. Don't play with the attitude of sadness and gloominess. There is, by the way, there is something to be happy about all the time. If let everyone that has breath praise the Lord. Because the grave cannot praise God. Death cannot celebrate God. There is nobody in Abuja Cemetery that is trusting God for the fruit of the womb. None that is trusting God for a husband or for a car or for a house. They have passed from time. They have passed into eternity. All ambition ended. All expectations expired. All prayer requests stop. Am I communicating? But for him that is joined to the living, there is hope. For as long as you are still alive, anything is possible. Anything is still possible. Under 24 hours, anything is still possible. Under 72 hours, under 1 week, under 1 month, under 2 months, under 3 months, anything is still possible. Stand up on your feet. Hey! Stand up on your feet. Help me tell somebody. Tell them as long as you have life. Everything is still possible. Anything is possible. As long as you have life, anything is possible. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. My conclusion tonight is, be determined not just to receive education from the Word. How many of you know that if you are in a church like this, you will receive a lot of education? There's so much illustrations, so much medical terminologies, and every other form of terminology, and you will be highly, highly educated. But don't work for education. In the midst of that, there is deep revelation. Work for revelation. The other day, it's set in personal testimony that God was working out for me and my family and so on. And my wife came to me and said, "You declared this thing. Please tell me how you saw it before you are seeing the realities. You say it and then all of a sudden it is real. How do you see it?" Praise the Lord. How do you see it? That is revelation. Seeing beyond the letter. You see it until it moves you. Until it moves you into action. Until your mind cannot accommodate the opposite. Until your mind cannot accommodate, for example, the possibility of scarcity. The possibility of a witch cutting you off before your time. That possibility can't cross your mind. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Amen. There are things that God will help you to see. There are people in this church in a short time to come. God will equip you with so much fire and power that no witch in your family can dare you. And then on the other hand, so much resources for the end time gospel. Such that if you drop 1 billion, it's as if you dropped 1,000. Some people are saying, "How is that possible?" I'm telling you what people are working in now. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Not future. Get ready.
You are stepping there right now. You are stepping there right now. You are stepping there right now. We are going to start with appreciating God for His word. And after we have appreciated God for His word, we are going to commence with the last point. And that is the point where we are going to celebrate God. We are going to praise Him. We are going to worship and honor Him. And appreciate His faithfulness to us. And trust Him to launch us into depths of revelation. But I want to congratulate you ahead of time. Will you help me shake the hands of 7 people and tell them congratulations. You are in a season, a new season. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. You are in a new season, a new season, a new season, a new season. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Lift your 2 hands everywhere you are. And say after me, say, Father. Say it louder, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Say it louder, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your goodness.
For your goodness.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your faithfulness.
For your faithfulness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For a season.
For a season.
Like this.
Like this.
Be glorified.
Be glorified.
For your word.
For your word.
For me tonight.
For me tonight.
I am grateful.
I am grateful.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You should go. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Just very, very quickly, for a few minutes, like about 7 minutes, I want you to dance like you don't, like there is no challenge, because there is no challenge. Are you ready to do that? Forget about your accommodation problem and your housing problem and fuel problem and your challenge of price and so on and so forth. And let's just dive into God. He can give you one revelation that will make you to survive this time and survive this season. He can give you one light that will turn around the whole of your life story. Am I communicating at all? If you have an affliction in your body, a sickness in your body, dance it away. Look at the neighbor, say, dance it away. Dance it away. Dance away. Dance away depression. Dance away poverty. Dance away empty-handedness. Dance away. Dance away confusion. Lack of direction. Hypertension. Diabetes. Mental affliction. Dance it out of your life. Hear me. In the course of this celebration, testimonies will happen. Help me tell 3 people around yourself and tell them, I'm dancing every devil away. And I am dancing into my inheritance. I am dancing into light. I am dancing into revelation. I am celebrating into light. I am celebrating into revelation. Let's go. out to the Lord with a voice of prayer. A bigger clap and a louder shout of praise.